Welcome to Zikur Daf Siman, Money member by Avram Goldhar, and today Masechta is Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the 10th parak, Hagozul Machil. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi said, Hiniyakohem Aviyam Parat Sha'ula. If their father died and left them a cow he borrowed, Mishtamshim Ba'koyim Meshe'osa, they may use it all the days of its loan. Mesa in Chayavim Ba'onasel. If it died, they're not responsible for its unavoidable mishaps, since they never accept the responsibility for it. If they thought it was their father's and consumed it, they paid Dmei Basar Bazol, meat at a cheap rate, meaning the benefit of someone who otherwise would not consume meat. Rava concludes that if the father left them property, they're liable to pay from that property. In the Gemara's first interpretation, they would even be responsible for the cow's death because the father's responsibility for its mishaps began when he borrowed it, affecting a lien on his property. In the second interpretation, they were only responsible for consuming the cow if they inherited the property, but not for its death. This version, but not the first, agrees with Rav Papa, who taught that if one shechted a borrowed cow on Shabbos, he is patur from paying because of kamei b'derabbi minei, because his liability is incurred by the time of shechting and not the borrowing. Point number two, a braisa states that when the Torah required a gazlan to return asher gazal, that he robbed, it teaches that he only returns it if it's extant. Mikan amru hagozo makos manav b'turim milushalim. From here they said if one robs something and feeds it to his children, they are patur from paying. If he left it intact before them when he died, the Tanakhama says they must return it, whether they are adults or minors. Sumukha said, Katanim do not have to return it because he holds a minor cannot be sued in Beis Din. Based on this opinion, Rabbi Avin did not allow Rabbi Yirmiyah to present Edim, establishing a chazaka 3 years of occupation in the house inherited by his father-in-law's minor son. This ruling was questioned because the halakha does not follow Simchas. Ravashi quoted Rav Shasai, Mikabuin Edim Shelo Bifnei Baldin. We accept Edim even in the litigant's absence. The Gemara explains that this is only where he's ill, or the Edim are will, or seek to go overseas, and the litigant did not come when summoned by Basin. Shmuel taught another exception where Basin had already opened the case. And point number three, Rav said, Mekayimus Ashtar Shelo Bifnei Baldin. We may certify Ashtar in the litigant's absence, because certification is only a Derabbanan requirement. Rabbi Yochanan said, we do not, because Edus is only accepted in the litigant's presence. Rava said, the halakha follows Rav. Rava details the process where the defendant requests time to prove that the document is forged. If he does not come at the end of the allotted time, they wait for the following Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and then excommunicate him. 90 days are allowed to enable him to find money or sell his property, and if he still does not come, kasminu adrakta aniske, we write a seizure warrant on his property. Time is only granted if he says he's coming, otherwise the warrant is written immediately. One is also written immediately for a pikadon, where the item itself is being claimed and not payment. A warrant is not written for the defendant's metaltelin, which may be consumed by the lender, leaving the borrower unable to retrieve them when he finally procures witnesses. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rav said, Hiniyakohem avihem parashu'ula. If their father died and left them a cow he borrowed, Mishtamshim ba'koyim she'osa, they may use it all the days of its loan. Mesa in chayavim ba'onosela. If it died, they're not responsible for its unavoidable mishaps, since they never accept the responsibility for it. If they thought it was their father's and consumed it, they paid Dmei Basar Bazol, meat at a cheap rate, meaning the benefit of someone who otherwise would not consume meat. Rava concludes that if the father left them property, they're liable to pay from that property. In the Gemara's first interpretation, they would even be responsible for the cow's death because the father's responsibility for its mishaps began when he borrowed it, affecting a lien on his property. In the second interpretation, they were only responsible for consuming the cow if they inherited the property, but not for its death. This version, but not the first, agrees with Rav Papa, who taught that if one shechted a borrowed cow on Shabbos, he is patur from paying because of kamei b'derabbi minei, because his liability is incurred by the time of shechting and not the borrowing. Point number two, a braisa states that when the Torah required a gazlan to return asher gazal, that he robbed, it teaches that he only returns it if it's extant. Mikan amru hagozo makos manav b'turim milushalim. From here they said if one robs something and feeds it to his children, they are patur from paying. If he left it intact before them when he died, the Tanakhama says they must return it, whether they are adults or minors. Sumukha said, Katanim do not have to return it because he holds a minor cannot be sued in Beis Din. Based on this opinion, Rabbi Avin did not allow Rabbi Yirmiyah to present Edim, establishing a chazaka 3 years of occupation in the house inherited by his father-in-law's minor son. This ruling was questioned because the halakha does not follow Simchas. Ravashi quoted Rav Shasai, Mikabuin Edim Shelo Bifnei Baldin. We accept Edim even in the litigant's absence. The Gemara explains that this is only where he's ill, or the Edim are will, or seek to go overseas, and the litigant did not come when summoned by Basin. Shmuel taught another exception where Beis Din had already opened the case. And point number three, Rav said, Mekayemus Hashtar Shelo Bifnei Baal Din. We may certify a shtar in the litigant's absence because certification is only a derabbanan requirement. Rav Yochanan said, we do not because Eidus is only accepted in the litigant's presence. Rav said, the halacha follows Rav. Rav details the process where the defendant requests time to prove that the document is forged. If he does not come at the end of the allotted time, they wait for the following Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and then excommunicate him. 90 days are allowed to enable him to find money or sell his property, and if he still does not come, we write a seizure warrant on his property. Time is only granted if he says he's coming, otherwise the warrant is written immediately. One is also written immediately for a pikadon, where the item itself is being claimed and not payment. A warrant is not written for the defendant's metaltelin, which may be consumed by the lender, leaving the borrower unable to retrieve them when he finally procures witnesses. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we are going to retire the Siman which had been used up until now. We'd been using Rubik's Cube. We're going to retire that Siman to the Zichru archives, and we're now going to be using Yekev, a winery, for the Siman for Kuf Yud Beis. A Yekev, a winery. So here goes. The children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchus, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din, watched one of the employees race to Beis Din to prove a loan document was forged before his allotted time ran out. Once again, slow motion. The children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, that must be one duff. Kuf Yud Beis, Yekev. The children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, which reminds us, Rav said that if a father died and left his children a cow he borrowed, they may use it all the days of its loan. If it died, they're not responsible for its unavoidable mishaps, since they never accept the responsibility for it. If they thought it was their father's and consumed it, they paid them a basar bazol, meat at a cheap rate, meaning the benefit of someone who otherwise would not consume meat. So the children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchus, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din, which reminds us, if a father robbed something and he left it intact before his children when he died, the Tanakhama says they must return it whether they're adults or minors. Simchus said Katanim do not have to return it because he holds a minor cannot be sued in Beis Din. So the children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchus, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din, watched one of the employees race to Beis Din to prove a loan document was forged before his allotted time ran out, which reminds us, Rav details the process where the defendant requests time to prove a document has been forged. If he doesn't come at the end of the allotted time, they wait for the following Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and then excommunicate him. 90 days are allowed to enable him to find money or sell his property, and if he still does not come, we write a seizure warrant on his property. So once again, the children whose father left them a borrowed cow when he passed away, which died when it drank too much wine in their winery, and who did not have to return the wine barrels their father stole because, according to Simchus, minors cannot be sued in Beis Din, watched one of the employees race to Beis Din to prove a loan document was forged before his allotted time ran out. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazar.
Daf kufches. So the simmer daf kufches relates to kach, taking, and we use a pickpocket. So here goes. The pickpocket, that must be on daf kufches. The pickpocket who stole a wallet from a rabbi while he was debating whether it's the mammon or shvuah that obligates a toh and tainas ganav to pay kefal and not the chomesh, which reminds us, a brice on daf kufav amonav taught that where a shomer is toh and tainas ganav and pays kefal, he does not also pay a chomesh for admitting. Rami Bar Chama asked, is it the money which obligates him in kefal that exempts him from the chomesh? Or is it the shvu which obligates him in kefal that exempts him from the chomesh? Can both payments not be obligated by the same money or by the same shavua? So the pickpocket who stole a wallet from a rabbi while he was debating whether it's the mammon or shvu that obligates the toh and tainas ganav to pay kefal and not the chomesh, and then stole the kefal in the pocket of a shomer who was paid by a thief after the shomer swore an item was stolen and then paid for it voluntarily, which reminds us, The Gemara asks, if the owner sued the shomer to return his pikadon, the nishba v'shilem, and he swore that it was stolen, exempting himself, and then paid for it voluntarily, and the thief was later identified, to whom is the kefil paid? Abai says it's paid to the baal pikadons, for since he troubled the owner with a shvua, the owner does not transfer the kefil payment to him. Rava says it's paid to the one whose possession the pikadon was, meaning the shomer, kefil v'shilem, for since he eventually paid for the pikadon, machni l'kefilah, the owner transfers the kefil payment to him. So the pickpocket who stole a wall from a rabbi while he was debating whether it's the mamun or shavua that obligates a tontine is gonna have to pay kefil and not the chomish, and then stole the kefil in the pocket of a shomer who was paid by a thief after the shomer swore an item was stolen and then paid for it voluntarily, decided not to pursue the shomer who swore an item was stolen since the thief admitted to the theft after he was caught and didn't have to pay kefil, even though he later denied the theft to the owner, which reminds us. The Gemara discusses a shomer who swore the pikadon was stolen and the thief was discovered. Then the shomer sued the thief to return it and he admitted to his theft. Then the owner sued him and he denied the theft and Adim later testified to the theft. Is the thief exempt from kefil through his confession to the shomer, or did the shomer's role end when he swore? So the admission was not to a litigant. Daf Kuf Tes. So the Siman Daf Kuf Tes is a Hatzalah kid. So here goes. The Hatzalah member, Hatzalah, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Tes. Hatzalah kid. The Hatzalah member who just declared a man dead and was shocked to hear the dead man's son, who had previously stolen from his father and sworn denial, attempting to bemoch himself the payment, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether a gazlan can forgive a robbery payment to himself, such as in the case where one stole from his father and swore to deny it, and then his father died. So the Hatzalah member who just declared a man dead and was shocked to hear the dead man's son, who had previously stolen from his father and sworn denial, attempting to bemoch himself the payment, near the Hatzalah kit, where a mishmar of Kohanim were dividing the payment that was given to them by a fellow Kohen who had robbed a ger who subsequently died, which reminds us, if a Kohen robs a ger who subsequently dies without heirs, it's the current mishmar that divides the payment, and this Kohen cannot keep the payment himself. So the Hatzalah member who just declared a man dead and was shocked to hear the dead man's son who had previously stolen from his father and sworn denial attempt to bemoch himself the payment, near the Hatzalah kit, where a mishmar of Kohanim were dividing the payment that was given to them by a fellow Kohen who had robbed the ger, who subsequently died, across the street from where an off-duty Kohen was on his way to bring a carbon, anticipating getting the meat and the hides, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses from where we know that a Kohen may bring a carbon at any time, not even during his mishmar, and that he gets to keep its meat and hides. Daf Kuf Yud, so the Siman Daf Kuf Yud is a gold key ceremony. So here goes. When the elderly Kohen awarded the gold key, that must be on Daf Kuf Yud. When the elderly Kohen awarded the gold key for many years of dedicated service, appointed another Kohen to bring his carbon, even though the meat and hides would go to the Mishmar, which reminds us, the Brisa for the previous Daf concluded, if the Kohen bringing his carbon was old or sick, he may give his carbon to any Kohen he wishes to sacrifice, even not from the current Mishmar, and the reward for its service, meaning its meat and its hide, are given to the men of the current Mishmar. Rapap explains the case is where he's able to perform the avoda and eating al yedei hadchak with difficulty. Avoda done with difficulty is valid, so he may also point another Kohen. Eating with difficulty is not valid, since it's considered achilas gasa, excessive eating. So the meat and hide are given to the current Mishmar. So when the elderly Kohen awarded the gold key for many years of dedicated service, appointed another Kohen to bring his carbon, even though the meat and hides would go to the Mishmar, he saw a gazlan who came that evening to return what he stole from a ger who died without heirs, being turned away since the keren is called an ashim, and an ashim is not brought at night, which reminds us the next Mishnah teaches the law that if one robs a ger and swears in denial, who dies without heirs, he pays the principal and chomish to Kohanim. A braisa darshan's ashim zekeren. The word ashim in the pasuk refers to the principal of the robbery, not a carbon. A moshev zechomish, and that is returned in the pasuk, refers to the chomish surcharge. This is the source of Rava's ruling, gezel ager shechizir b'layla, the robbery of a ger, which the gazlan returned to the kohanim at night, lo yatzah, he did not fulfill his obligation. So when the elderly Kohen awarded the gold key for many years of dedicated service, appointed another Kohen to bring his carbon, even though the meat and hides would go to the Mishmar, he saw a gazlan who came that evening to return what he stole from a ger, who died without heirs, being turned away, since the keren is called an ashim, and an ashim is not brought at night, and told him to come back tomorrow during the day, and he would happily accept it as one who receives matanos, which reminds us, Rava asks, Kohanim begezel ager, regarding Kohanim, receiving the robbed property of a ger, Yorshin Havu or Makabli Matanos Havu? Are they considered like the ger's heirs or the recipients of gifts from Hashem? A braisa lists the robbed property of a ger as one of the 24 Matnas Kohuna, gifts of Kohanim, proving that they are considered gifts. Kuf Yud Aleph, so the Siman Daf Kuf Yud Aleph is a kayak.
So here goes. While the Gazan was busy giving an ushim to the Kohanim in the first kayak, that must mean we're on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. While the Gazan was busy giving an ushim to the Kohanim in the first kayak and money to the Kohanim in the second kayak, which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa, Nasan Ushim Yoriv, Vekesav Yadaya, if the Gazan gave the ushim to the first Mishmar of Yoriv and the money to the second Mishmar of Yadaya, Rav Yehuda says, Yachzer Kesav Eitzel Ushim, the money reverts to where the ushim is, meaning is given to Yoriv. The Chachamim say, Yachzer Ushim Eitzel Kesav, the ushim reverts to where the money is, meaning Yadaya. The Gemara explains their positions. So, while the Gazan was busy giving an ushim to the Kohanim in the first kayak, and money to the Kohanim in the second kayak, the person who ate some food the Gazan had stolen before the yeish of the owner was paying the owner, which reminds us, Rav Chisa said that if one robbed something and the owner did not despair of retrieving it, and another person came and ate it from the robber's possession, if he wants me to collect from this robber, and if he wants me to collect from that one who ate it, he explains that as long as the owner has not despaired, it stands in the owner's possession. Therefore, the one who ate it took it from the owner's possession and is also liable. So while the Gazan was busy giving an ushim to the Kohanim in the first kayak and money to the Kohanim in the second kayak, the person who ate some food the Gazan had stolen before the yeish of the owner was paying the owner. Jealous of the boy enjoying the kayak his father stole and left over for him, since Rishus Yoresh K'Rishus Lokeach Nami, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the father left the robbed item to his children, they're not liable to pay. Rami Bar Kama said, Zosomeres Rishus Yoresh K'Rishus Lokeach Nami. This teaches that an heir's domain is like a purchaser's domain, meaning it constitutes a Shinui Rishus, a change of domain. This Shinui Rishus, which follows the owner's Yeush, enables the heirs to acquire the item and keep it. Rava said, Rishus Yoresh Lav K'Rishus Lokeach Nami. An heir's domain is not like a purchaser's domain, and the heirs do not acquire the item. The Mishnah's case is K'Shal Cholim, when the heirs consumed it after inheriting it, and it cannot be returned. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf did Malchokas if Rishus Yoresh K'Rishus Lokeach Dami, the Rishus of an heir is like the Rishus of a purchaser, meaning it constitutes a Shinui Rishus. That's on daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good number 2. Which daf did the question whether it's the Mammon or the Shvu, which obligates Kefil, that exempts from Chomesh. That's on daf Kuf Ches. Good number 3. Which of the one that, since the Karen is called an Ushim, a Gazan is not Yotzi returning the stolen item if he returns it at night? That's on Daf Kuf Yud. Good number 4. Which of the one about the process when a defendant requests time to prove that a document is forged? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good number 5. Which Daf do you discuss what the din is if the Gazan gave the Ushim to the first Mishmar of Yehoyariv and the money to the second Mishmar of Yedaya? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Good number 6. Which of them the Rav says that one who swears falsely to deny a claim and then is disproven by witnesses, he's pater from paying? That's on Daf Kuf Vav. Good number 7. Which of them that if a father died and left his children a cow he borrowed and it died, they're not responsible for unavoidable mishaps since they never accepted responsibility for it? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Good number 8. Which of the one a thief who shacks a stolen animal after being found guilty and based in is pater from Dal Vehei? That's on Daf Kuf Vav. Good number 9. Which of the one about Amoraim who hold the laws of Shomrim require Hodab and Mixas? That's on Daf Kuf Zayin. Good. And number 10. Which of the one, according to Simchus, if a father left over an item he stole for his children, they do not have to return it since minors cannot be sued in based in? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldberg from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.